On this Tuesday of the third week, we have the theme of forgiveness, the theme of God actually forgives us. And those who are forgiven and rejoice in that, those are the poor. Now, people who are like really poor, the kind of people that Father Philip was talking about, they don't have a lot of excuses for their sins. They just know their sin. And they don't have a theory about it, you know. Well, my mother dropped me on my head when I was 2, or I'm financially deprived, and they just say, I sinned. And that's a great grace, you see. There's a grace that many people are talking about. Many people with a deep prophetic sense are talking about this grace to come, which is the grace of illumination. That is to really see our sins as they are, but to see them in the light and in the eyes of the mercy of Jesus. So we have this first part. They skipped a bunch of verses in this reading from Zephaniah, but you have the two parts right here in Zephaniah, right? First, woe to the city, rebellious and polluted, to the tyrannical city. She hears no voice from God. She accepts no correction. In the Lord she has not trusted. In her God she has not drawn near. That's us. Then, but then I will change and purify the lips of the people, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia and as far as the recesses of the north, they shall bring me offerings. On that day, this is such a solemn promise. It's one of the themes of Advent. On that day, you need not be ashamed of all your deeds, your rebellious actions against me. I promise I will take away all your shame. To know we are forgiven. To know we are forgiven. How much does the Lord do to impress upon us that we are forgiven? Because that's the way to win us over. I was just thinking this morning about that, about the chaplet of mercy. Have mercy upon us and upon the whole world. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came among us and spoke to this woman, Faustina, and said, that's the way I want people to pray. Right? That wasn't somebody dreaming up a nice little idea. That was the Lord himself. Said, this is the way I want you to pray. Have mercy upon us and upon the whole world. A whole world. And then he said, I want one Sunday a year, you know, to be dedicated to mercy. Mercy Sunday. So the gospel is just picking up the same theme. Jesus says, well now, you know, this man had 2 sons. He said to one, go out and work in the garden. Now your vineyard? No. Then he changed his mind and went. The other guy, oh yes sir. And he never went. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to answer our Lord's question. You know, which one did the Father's will? The one who changed and went. And that's what he's saying. He said, look, John came to call the people to mercy, to call the people to conversion. And all the tax collectors, the crooks, and the prostitutes, they all did it. And you sat there watching it and never moved a muscle. You see, the Lord has an eye for the poor in spirit. Because that's the way he is. You know, when you get a chance sometime, read that parable about the two people who went to pray. One stood up in the front there, you remember, Lord, I thank you, you know. And the one in the back didn't even raise his eyes to heaven. He just said, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, that's the one who went home justified. Now, when you read it, ask the Holy Spirit to make it not just another Bible reading. Hear the voice of the Lord. Feel his heart, his spirit, how he jumped as he said those words. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He was so filled with joy to just even think of that holy man, that sinner, who said, just, Lord, I don't have a dime. There's no way. Just be merciful. And Jesus said, that's the one who went home justified. Can you hear, can you feel the way our Lord's spirit, our way our Lord's heart jumps with joy when he says that? Who's he identified with? This guy. But you say, wait a minute, Jesus, you can't say that. You mean, you're the Son of God and you never sinned. He said, forget that. I am identified with you, don't you understand? He came to be baptized by John the Baptist. This is a conversion rite. John said, well, man, you don't need this. He said, oh, yes, I do. I have to stand before the people and proclaim, A, my identity with them. Do you understand? He didn't come to die for those sinners out there. He came to take the whole human race and bring it back to God. And he was so grateful that he was sinless so that he could do it. But he never said, you know, there's me and them. He never did. I've told you this story before, and I got just time to tell it again. The prior in our monastery was a little fellow. And we had a fellow off in the psychiatric ward in the hospital. And he went to see him with another one. I heard the story from the second one. So he got all dressed up, put his black stuff on, his coat, and his little Homburg hat he had, you know. And I don't know where he got that, but he had this Homburg hat. So he's walking through, and to get to where they had to go through the violent ward. So here's all these guys strapped down to their beds, you know. And one of them cries out, nice hat you got there, Father. Johnny stopped, walked right over to that fellow, sat on his bed, looked him in the eye and said, see this? It's the only thing between me and oblivion. And they both laughed. See? They met. The guy was crazy, he was whatever he was, but you see, through it all, Johnny reached him. And just like two guys, they laughed. Jesus touched him. Johnny was a humble man. And to just sit on this guy's bed, say, see this? This is the only thing between me and oblivion. He's the prior of the monastery. What does he care? You know? This mercy of God is what I live by. And he did. He did. And that's, you know, the message of the day. To rejoice in the mercy of God. That means letting good low of a lot of our pretensions, a lot of our blowhard, a lot of our... But you know, it's worth it. Then we're like Jesus. Learn from me. I'm meek. I'm humble. You understand? This isn't like a holy card. This is real. And learn to who Jesus is, you see. And that's why he can tell everybody, you see. I'm telling you, the tax collectors, these crooks, these prostitutes, they changed. And they're going to get into heaven. And I don't know if you guys are going to make it at all. It's a very, very powerful. In a way, If we get this, we will grow spiritually. And if we don't, we'll get pious, but we won't really get spiritual.